So, Left Fam, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake, for your Wednesday drive. Hope everyone is having a beautiful afternoon. Coming up next, we're going to start off with your useless fact of the day, because, you know, you're always going to start off with something useless.
Yeah, we always start off with something useless. And also, we're going to talk a lot about planes, because this week, word of the week is planes. Yes, the news has been going crazy with all these aerodynamic plane stories. So, yeah, word of the week, planes.
Planes. But right now, here's Best Weather by Titanium here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Demi Lovato with Body Say here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Well, you know what it's time for?
Fire your useless ass, cuz.
Yeah, that's right. Useless fact of the day time, because we always start off with something really bloody useless.
This one's a bit triple useless.
This one's... Oh.
It is triple useless.
Okay, so... You know kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
So, it says here that kangaroos have not just one, but three vaginas.
So, you know, there's a lot of options there.
It's very tricky.
I mean, I wonder which one the baby comes out of.
Does it come out of the first one, the second one, or the third one?
I don't know. Maybe it's a sister. Maybe if he gets it out the first one, he gets 10 points. The second one, is 20.
Or the first one... Is not the accident. The second one was what's the word called? Was on purpose, like they planned it.
Planned it.
So the first one was accident. Second one was planned. Third one
was the guy's fault and he didn't pull out.
No, yes, that's the one.
There, yeah, and it can also be useful for pockets.
Yes,
he's picking up money on the floor.
That's the one.
He chucks it in one of his pussies. But yeah, that's your useless fact
that's
of the day.
That's your useless fact of the day. We're gonna wrap that one up, Coming up next, we've got more yarns for you, more crack-up bands. But right now, here's DJ Cool and the Gang with Jungle Jazz here on Soul FM. Let's get it.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly... Brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Coming up next, we've got your new sport and weather. And also, we're going to have a quick yarn about, these planes.
Yeah, planes are all over the news. They're floating our inboxes and our news feeds. So planes is the word of the day and the word of the week. It's just planes.
That's the one. But right now, here's a new jam by our Gil Radner with Brown Gil here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
What do you get when you mix a Māori from the bush with a Chilean from out west? You get two brown boys, two microphones, and one hell of a radio show. Nothing but pure gold with these two brown boys. So listen up, catch the boys weekdays from 3 to 6. Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM.
Down with you by Catch a Fire here on Soul FM. You're with your boys Luch and Jake for your Wednesday Arvo. So now we're going to have a quick yarn about this very odd particular thing inside wrapped in a KFC burger.
Oh, so this man walked into an airport. You know, he got through customs with a burger first of all, which is, you know, a big no-no. He shouldn't have done that. But in the burger contained his pet turtle, his good friend.
Now, we don't know what the name of this turtle was.
No, but we do have information that he was in between the chicken and the lettuce.
Yeah. So, like, you just imagine this in your mind. Like, you got a Colonel burger. That's what it was, eh?
Yeah, it was a Colonel burger.
A Colonel burger, and then there's the chicken, and then just imagine a turtle sitting on top of that chicken, and then a piece, and just a piece of leaf.
Yeah, and then so when they put it through the x-rays, you know, they did kind of see the turtle struggling a bit with his arms and legs and his head popping out of his shell.
Yeah.
So that's how they found out. Thank God no turtle was hurt.
No.
And neither was the guy. He did manage to send his turtle back.
Safely to a friend.
Yeah, to a friend, and he went on his flight. But yeah, this guy was, you know, just a lot of...
Don't know what he was trying to do.
What he was trying to attempt. I mean, but before that, a couple months before that, in Vietnam, a lot of guys have been trying to sneak animals on a plane the same way, but with birds, strapping the birds to their legs.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to, if you're working at an airport, watch out, because there are a lot of people trying to sneak in their pets. And that's, again, word of the week, planes. Luch and Jake's on a plane. That's what that's what it's all about this week.
Oh, what's that movie called again? It's Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane. I've had Luch it. And Jake's
I've
on a
had
plane.
It with these mother snakes on this mother plane.
That's it.
It's like the
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel
quote.
Jackson. It's like the next someone's going to sneak in a snake and put them in their pants.
And act like it's their...
It's their snake.
Yep. They're going to act like it's their laho, and that's it.
Oh, anyway, that's a good yarn. We want to have a quick yarn about that because it's very cooked. Stay tuned because coming up is a break here on Soul FM. Let's get...
They send their cars over, and now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. They're bringing drugs... They're bringing crime, but we don't know, because we have no protection.
These boys have shut down the system. Now, catch Aotearoa's most wanted, Luch and Jake, from 3 to 6, here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake, for your Tuesday drive. Hope everyone is having a beautiful afternoon. Coming up next, I want to have a quick... crack up yarn that happened to me a couple of years back. But we're gonna have a quick yarn about that. But right now here is American Boy with Estelle featuring Kanye West here on Soul FM.
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
American Boy with Estelle featuring Kanye West here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Now, I want to have a quick yarn about what happened to me a couple of years ago, alright?
Yeah.
So... I was with my koro, my granddad. This was Boxing Day, and we went down to Kelly Tarleton's for the day, and it was quite funny because, like, you know, he's never been there before, and he's a very seafood kind of guy. He loves his kai moana. So we go through and we get photos, blah blah blah, and then we come to this one part of the area, one area in Kelly Tarleton's where they're like. It's open fish tanks.
Oh yeah.
And
I
so
see where this is going.
So yeah. We so one moment I lose him. I'm like, oh no, where's he gone? I'm freaking out. And then I turn around and then he's over by the crayfish pit and he reaches and he's reaching down trying to grab them because these things are huge and they'll be nice and meaty and juicy.
How deep was his arm down into the tank?
Like forearm. Elbow forearm, yeah. Oh. And like he's reaching down and he's about to pick it up. I'm like, hey, Koro. He goes, hey. I was like, what are you doing, boy? He goes, nothing.
Bloody crayfish, eh?
Oh, he loves his kai moana.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I wanted to have a quick yarn about that. You know, I'm a family guy and I love my family. But anyways, wanted to have a quick yarn about that. Coming up next, we've got Nathan Skies and a short ad break. So stay tuned.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Lucha and Jake. Coming up next, we've got the Tramps and Boys to Men. Also, we've got your useless fact of the day, so stay tuned for that. But right now, here's Scars for Of Your Beautiful by Alicia Cara here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. She just won't. Hold back the night with the Tramps here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys, Lucha and Jake. Now it is time for...
Fire your useless ass, cuz!
Yeah, that's right. Useless fact of the daytime. Now, this one's very useless and it's also very disgusting. So, Luch, male giraffes headbutt female giraffes in the bladder until she urinates. And then the male giraffe tastes the urine to see if he can mate with her.
Oh, so it's a bit of pee-pee consent.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, I was laughing at this, because imagine if humans did this. You know, you're in the club, and you see a fine chica that you like, and you go up to her, so you just headbutt her right in the stomach, hoping she will pee on your face.
And then
you'll find out if you're the lucky man or not. So, yeah.
If you think about it, like, why would you do that if you're a human? Then you'd be very gross.
It also proves giraffes don't have a language.
Yes,
because they, you know, if the giraffe could have been up, could have been straight up, just went up to the chica and just gone, would you like to fool around?
Exactly.
But no, you know, he likes to stay hydrated.
Yeah, that's the one. So that was your useless fact of the day. Coming up next, we've got Pointer Sisters with He's So Shy. Also, the top of the hour, your new sport and weather. So stay tuned here on Soul FM. Let's get it. Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Coming up next, we've got New District and Kay Lee. Also, we're going to have another Suicide Squad yarn. And it's just the media again, critics again, which just grinds my gears. They're destroying it. But right now, here's See You Again with Wiz Khalifa by Charlie Puth here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Ruthless. Reckless, dangerous, and most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just... idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Broken Wings by Kay Lee here on Soul FM. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. So now I just want to have another Suicide Squad rant, yarn.
So we built it up a lot. You know, we had about a month of just, you know, Suicide Squad this, Suicide Squad that. And we went to see the movie, and we enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't what we thought, but it was good. But these critics, I think they're knifing it way too much.
Yeah. This morning, for example, I was watching Breakfast this morning. And so the lady over in America, like, she's the Australian correspondent for the big goss in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So they were... people were actually having a go about how Jared Leto wasn't, like, he, like, involved that much.
I mean,
he wasn't,
but what people need to understand is this, it's the universe of DC is still carrying on. It's going to be like Marvel, so we will see more of Jared Leto in the future. But yes, Suicide Squad, as much as they marketed him and advertised him as much...
because they did it a lot in the trailer.
They built it up a lot. I mean, to be honest, I was quite upset, but... in a way, that's just, it's quite smart. It's simple marketing.
Is he part of the actual Suicide Squad?
No, he's not.
Yeah, exactly. Not, yeah. So that's what people are trying to say, is that he should have got more runtime. Mm. He should have done this, done that. But he's actually not part of the Suicide Squad.
He's not involved in that story at all.
Yeah.
What he is involved in definitely will be Batman.
Yep.
And which is meant to carry on throughout the Justice League movie. So maybe he might make an appearance. Yeah, exactly. We don't know, but hopefully he does.
Hopefully it does. He's a good actor. He's bloody good in it.
Yeah, he did a great job. I'll admit, he did a bloody great job.
All right, so we wanted to have a quick yarn about that. Coming up next, stay tuned for more yarns. Right now, here's Alicia Keys with In Common here on Soul FM. Let's get it.
What do you get
When you mix a Māori from the bush with a Chilean from out west, you get two brown boys, two microphones, and one hell of a radio show. Nothing but pure gold with these two brown boys. So listen up, catch the boys weekdays from 3 to 6, Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM.
Keep on surviving.
Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake for your Tuesday drive. Coming up next, we're going to have a quick yarn about the Olympics this morning with the women's sevens. Oh, it was not good.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite guttering. It was, you know, it wasn't what we expected, but, you know, at least we did get something out of it.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
But right now, here's Run the World by Beyonce here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. Run the World by Beyonce here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake, and now we want to have a quick yarn about the Olympics.
I mean, this morning at 10, the sevens.
I wasn't very happy.
The woman's sevens, yeah, you weren't happy at all, you know. He got in trouble for swearing. He's got a swear jar now. But anyway, yeah, the women's sevens, they came very close at the final. And, you know, disappointingly, we did not achieve our gold medal goal. But in the end, we still got silver. And, you know, they did play very well. And that's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah.
You can't win them all.
Like, some people were saying that, like, that was embarrassing. Like, I was like, how is that embarrassing?
I mean, I can understand why they would say that, you know, because it's our enemy, our rival neighbour. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that much pressure on the poor girls. They
exactly.
did try their hardest, and they just, you know, that you could tell the triumph in their eyes when they played, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all good. We still got
even
silver.
The haka got me in tears at the end, eh?
Mm.
Oh, poor girls. But anyway, we got back with the silver. That's all good. And we moved up to 20th on the Olympics medal chart.
Yeah. And tomorrow, we also got a lot of things that we do are quite good at, like equestrians and the hockey as well.
And the rowing.
Yeah,
don't
the rowing as
don't
well.
Don't forget the rowing.
The singles and the pairs. So, yeah, it's all there. Tomorrow starts quite early because of the time difference, but... You know,
that's one thing
good.
I don't like, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just crap.
Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.